Meanwhile, breakup on the Kuskokwim River is now threatening the downriver village of Gweethluk. Water has come over the bank at the lower section of the village, and the slough behind the village is also filling up. The situation there is safe for now, but residents are preparing for more serious flooding. People are moving their boats, snow machines, and dogs to higher ground. Further upriver, a rush of water flooded several villages over the weekend and on Monday. Homes in Red Devil were flooded, and roads in Aniak were washed out. Ben Balk is a hydrologist with the National Weather Service. He says those villages are now in the clear.
Now that temperatures have cooled off, the water levels from the snowmelt are decreasing. And what we're seeing now is that there's not enough water yet in the system, and the ice hasn't really broken down. You're seeing some shifting of ice sheets, but you're not seeing any dynamic ice run right now.
Ice is still covering much of the upper and lower sections of the Kuskokwim, but open holes are forming hourly. Bethel Search and Rescue is urging travelers to stay off the river.